Now joined by head coach Travis Mullenix of the Trenton Lady Bulldog golf team. We're talking off the air, and I am in complete agreement on this. I'm doing everything normally as I did last week, coach, and come 7 o'clock tonight, I don't have a game to go to. It's kind of strange, and I know it's a fairly long road trip to Unionville where the Bulldogs would be tonight, but we talked last week about how that football team got to be getting stir crazy, and I'm sure they're ready for Tuesday to roll around so they can get back to practice and school again.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, there are a lot of people around town that are ready to get out there and watch them on Friday nights too. So, looking forward to next week, get everybody back and look forward to some Friday night football.
Yeah, homecoming's next week as well, and there's going to be a lot going on at Trenton High School next week. Unfortunately, not. They got a lot of softball games. You got a football game next week, but for the golf team, coach, you're not enjoying all that home cooking. You got to get on a couple of buses next week.
Yeah, right now, we've got the Chillicothe tournament on Thursday. That's set in stone. We'll be going down there for sure. Went and played at the Richmond tournament Wednesday of this week and talked to Murray Dennis, and we're going to have to reschedule that one for Wednesday. So we're looking for a spot to put that on our schedule. And then Putnam County called today, so we're not going to go there on Monday. So, we're just right now we've got Chillicothe tournament on Thursday, so it kind of opened up for us, and we're going to probably take advantage of that time, maybe go down to Chile and get on the practice range and you know, do a little more specific work on our swing. So that may be a good thing, actually.
I guess, and you can tell Mary and along with Josie, it's homecoming. Enjoy the homecoming festivities. You got some golf later on in the week.
That's right. Yep.
There you go. I'm sure that Mari and Josie would say the same thing, but when we talked last week, they had been showing some improvement in their game, and, you know, sometimes – yeah, you just get on these tougher courses, and the improvement just kind of comes slower because, obviously, the courses are tougher, and you kind of learn them a little bit. So the scores haven't been as good for both of them this week. Is that just kind of the result of seeing some different courses?
Yeah, you know, when we go over there to Gallatin, of course, we was over there on Tuesday, and it's fairly open. There's a lot of par 5. I think there's 5 par 5s on that course, so it turns into a par 40. So those scores are going to be a little bit higher just because the pars are a little bit higher. But, you know, we haven't particularly played real well these last two tournaments, especially down there at Shirky at Richmond. It's a tougher course. There's a lot of hills, a lot of uphill shots, you know, below your feet, above your feet, you know, lots of trees and, you know, just different types of setups and stances that they run into that they haven't seen yet this year. Of course, RCC out here, you know, there's a lot of hills and different things, but it's just a little bit different. The rough's a little deeper. You know, the Zoysia fairways, you know, those are nice, but the girls still have to get used to hitting the ball and hitting down through it. And, you know, it's a learning process, and they're getting there. You know, the scores weren't indicative of, I think, where we are right now, but, you know, we'll work on that. Like I say, we'll get to the range and try to fine-tune some stuff here this next week.
It is, you know, we talked about the different courses that you play on, but Shirky, if it's not at the top, it's one of the top two or three toughest courses that the girls see, is it not?
It is, yeah, absolutely. You know, like I say, we go down there every year at least once or twice, and, you know, I don't know for sure until Monday, but, you know, looks like we may be going down there for districts. Depends on how they structure the districts, and we'll know that, I think, on Monday. So, you know, we like going down there. It's a good tournament, you know, a lot of good teams, good coaches, and, you know, even though our scores might not reflect it, the girls are still having fun. They're going out there trying to get better, and they want to, and, you know, we'll just keep moving forward.
So, yeah, you were talking about the undulations out in the out on the course at Shirky and how you can be shooting uphill on one and maybe shooting downhill on the other, which just, yeah, that affects your footwork and your eyesight. I don't know if they run into shots like this, but are there shots on that course, coach, where if you're shooting it uphill and trying to drive it on the green that you can't see the green because you're shooting it up a hill? Do you get
sure.
those sort of angles from
yeah.
time to time?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of blind shots there, you know, that you kind of got to take advantage, you know, get up on the hill and then come back and kind of line that up. But, you know, you really can't see where your ball is heading towards. But, mm-hmm. You know, everybody's doing the same thing. So it's just something that they have to get used to, you know, downhill lies, uphill lies, where to position that ball in between their legs on those shots, whether it's forward or back. And, you know, a lot of things go into a particular swing, and those things change, you know, in relationship to how close you are to the pin. So there's a lot of calculations that go into the golf swing, and, you know, it all depends on where you're at and And, you know, a lot of factors go into it. So they're learning that stuff. It takes a long time, you know.
Absolutely. How much of it, Coach, is that you have, obviously, there's physical aspects to swinging it well and putting putts in and getting it as close as you can to the pin. And there's also, you know, we talk about this in golf all the time. The girls talked about this out at Hy-Vee, how there's a psychological aspect to it, too. How much of... Yeah, but between now and going to Chillicothe next week, coming off of a couple of rounds that I'm sure the girls wish they could have performed a little bit better, how much is it just kind of working on that psychological side and getting them in a good spot before they head to Chile next week?
Yeah, you know, you got to be a right spot between the years, and you know, for the most part, we have. I think the girls got a little bit tired on that back nine at Richmond. We'd played on Monday, Tuesday was a tournament, and then of course the tournament on Wednesday, and I think they were kind of getting a little bit wore down, honestly. Mm-hmm. So we took yesterday off. I gave them the day just to quit thinking about golf. We'll get back out there today and hopefully have fresh minds and get some quality practice in.
Now, I've been in those situations too, where I'll have multiple broadcasts over multiple days, and Gallatin's an easy trip. So you go to Gallatin for a couple of days, you come back, and then you just want to kind of have that night to just relax and just kind of reset everything. And here you are, and you're going down to Richmond, and that's twice, two and a half times the length, and you're having to go down and golf 18 holes and come back. So I can see how that would be tiring by the time you get to that back nine.
Yeah, it does, and, you know, that's the first stretch like that we've had this year, back to back to back, and I don't think we'll probably have another one like that on the schedule this year, of course, but, it was a little taxing for them. Monday was just nine holes, but then Tuesday you play 18, Wednesday you play 18. Of course, all three of those days you're out of town, and I think it was just they were just starting to get to them a little bit, and I know Josie, she even said that she was kind of a little bit tired, a little bit mentally wore down, and was kind of ready to finish on Wednesday down there. But they did a good job of finishing, and didn't give up, kept swinging the clubs, and that's what you got to do.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a little sneak peek here, Coach. We'll talk about this more in detail next week as we get ready for the Milan homecoming game. But you got the GRC tournament coming up. I think that's a Monday, the 28th. Is that correct?
That's correct, down at Cameron.
Yeah. Okay, so it's at Cameron. I know that you can pick out a couple of GRC golfers. That would be the kind of the favorites coming in, but... I feel like that if they're at their best, that Mari and Josie, I think they'd be the first ones to say, if they're at their best at the GRC tournament, they feel like that they can place very well. What's kind of a good goal for them going into that conference tournament?
You know, I kind of like the course down there at Cameron. There's some places there where you got to be pretty technical, but for the most part, you can miss a little bit here and there and still get away with it. For them to go down there, if they can shoot anywhere, I would love for him to shoot under 110, anywhere around there. I think that would be a good goal and put him in a good spot there as far as the GRC goes. So yeah, that would be something that, and I think they both can. They just got to start stringing along. I guess maybe two or three good shots in a row instead of two good shots and one bad and then another good. We're just going to need to be able to string those along and reduce the number of times that we pick up during a round and get that double par or the circle 10 max. So
yeah, I haven't seen anybody in the GRC either that's just going to go out there and fire a 75 or anything at that level. It doesn't mean that somebody might not, but generally from what I've seen, winning scores have been about 92 to 95 and maybe two or three on the course going off the Gallatin tournament that are under 100. So if they can get 110 or lower, I think they're looking at top 10.
Oh yeah, I do too. That would be that'd be something special for both of them. And I think they can. They just sometimes they get into a little rut, and it just next thing the strokes have piled up on them, and they're picking their ball up. So we've just got to reduce that. And Mari's done a really good job of that the last couple tournaments. The number of circles on her scorecard, which means you've picked up the ball and you're in your pocket. She doesn't have many anymore, and last year she had a lot of those on there. So, she's definitely gotten better. The score may look a little bit similar to last year, but if you were to actually add it up and not pick up and add those strokes that would actually eventually get the ball into the hole, she's a lot better than she was. So,
obviously, you can't be with only two. You can't be in the running for a team championship, which is unfortunate. It's just kind of the way it is this year. Is Gallatin the team to beat? Do you figure out, Coach, as far as that team title goes?
Yeah, Gallatin. They're going to be right there. They've got three girls, or maybe four, I think, that shoot typically in the 50s. So, they're definitely, I would say, in the top team to beat in the conference. And, there's going to be some others in there that'll give them a run. But, right now I'd say Gallatin would be the one that everybody's shooting for.
Yeah, I think Maysville's might be in that discussion, too.
Sure. Yep.
Anybody way out west as far as the western side who has a kind of under-the-radar type of team this year, Coach?
I'm pardon, I didn't hear that.
Anybody out west, like your North Andrews and your Stanberries or anybody like that kind of comes to mind?
Yeah, I don't, we don't really see them very often, so I just can't tell you. Being that we're not going to be competing as a team, I haven't been paying as much attention to that as I probably
should. Right.
But, we'll just go over there. We're this year we've been definitely focused on individuals, and that's what we've got, so that's what we're doing, and we're looking forward to the next couple weeks of the turn of the year, and getting ourselves prepared for districts, which is, that's the ultimate goal right there.
Yeah, the scores from Wednesday, and I just put the story up on kttnsports.com if you always want to check out the local stuff. I'm running about a day behind, so I'm trying to catch up to yesterday, and by the time I get caught up to yesterday, I'll have to put stuff up for tonight. It's kind of the life I lead, but
right.
Mari shot 139 and Josie 140 on Wednesday down at Lawson. So next event, Coach, next Thursday, Chillicothe Tournament, correct?
That's the one that we know is set in stone, and hopefully we'll get that the Lawson and Richmond Triangular rescheduled.
Yep. Outstanding. Coach, we'll talk to you next Friday. Enjoy homecoming week, and we'll catch up with you again here in 7 days.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tom.